Some 1,500 Palestinian prisoners out of approximately 6,300 Palestinians held by Israelis entered into the 16th day of an open-ended hunger strike today. We're joined on the line by Nazim Adam of the Palestinian Solidarity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Give us the insight as to why the hunger strike was called.
Okay, so the Palestinian political prisoners have taken on this hunger strike primarily because of conditions that they are suffering from support, because of the number of children, the 300 children that are on strike, the lack of visitation rights and so forth. But fundamentally, it's also a part of the ongoing struggle of the Palestinian people against the particularly administrative detention and the military occupation of Palestine.
Give us insight as to the conditions that they are facing in the prison.
Look, today is the 16th day. We believe there were a few that started a few days before that. But the full 1,500 started just over 15 days ago. And at this stage, they are in quite a desperate state. We know that 15 of the prisoners had to be hospitalized yesterday because of severe dehydration. By this stage of a hunger strike, you start losing muscle mass and so forth. So in terms of the condition of the hunger strikers, it's quite desperate at the moment. The general conditions of the Palestinian prisoners are really, really inhumane. There's documented evidence of nearly 200 Palestinians who, during the arrest or the process of their detention under administrative military rule, have died just from the initial stages of their arrest. And then you have a number of accounts of torture, isolation, food deprivation, a whole range of conditions which are detrimental to the psyche and even to the physical body of the Palestinian prisoners.
What does a hunger strike really entail?
Well, there are basically a few demands, but for them, in terms of practically what happens is, the hunger strike is it's the only means of taking on the state from a situation of total desperation. And you have these prisoners. It's not the first hunger strike. I mean, we've grown up over the different struggles against occupiers and colonial rule. We've seen people take on hunger strikes as a means of political activism and struggle against the authorities. And at this stage, they have made a set of demands, from basic visitation rights to having the Red Cross and other humanitarian organizations visit, which has been blocked for a number of years, the end to the isolation that some prisoners face, just having access to legal counsel. These are the kind of demands that they've put on the line to say that meet some of these demands of prisoners.
What's been done locally in South Africa?
Alhamdulillah, we've managed to pull a coalition. We are still coordinating and inviting more organizations, and hopefully the religious community, the humanitarian community will endorse the program and the demands of the prisoners. We have started with a press conference last week. Tomorrow evening we have a focus on Palestinian children. Dr. Sadna Bolton, who attended the last conference on child prisoners, will be speaking. And we also have a little video around child prisoners in Palestine. It's going to take place just after Maghrib at the women's jail on Constitutional Hill. So we're asking the public, the people to in the area, to please join us for this important launch of the campaign in South Africa, really. And then we're linking it up with a call from the Palestinians for a 24-hour fast, which starts tonight, inshallah, for those who want to join in. Obviously, we're saying that people must follow the etiquettes of their own cultures and religions. So some people are going to do that, and then they'll fast tomorrow, and just after Maghrib, we'll meet at Constitutional Hill to break that fast and to stand in solidarity. And then we are planning a number of other activities, because this also coincides with the Nakba commemorations. And on the weekend from the 12th to the 15th, there'll be a number of programs. I know that Alcoj and MJC in Cape Town have arranged from about the 10th. They do it every year. So there are a number of pickets and protests that will be taking place at different venues, at different political sites. We're hoping to have our own program in Lanesia. We haven't finalized it, but there will definitely be something on the weekend of the 12th to the 15th. And then on the 15th, we're hoping to go to all the legislatures with a clear demand on our political entities to put pressure on the Israelis and to even maybe have a South African delegation observer mission to go and visit the prisoners in Palestine. So this is what's on the table at the moment, and hopefully some of these demands get met and the prisoners' conditions improve. We also will be probably going on a protest directly to the Israeli embassy, and details of that should follow in the next day or two.
So who will be spearheading all these activities?
Well, the coalition is made up primarily of solidarity organizations. So ourselves, the BSA, there's the PSC, the BDS, the Akatrada Foundation, who has been leading the Free Marwan Barghouti campaign for a number of years now. And then we've got Al-Quds in Cape Town. We have just a whole range. We have the South African Jewish Voices for a Just Peace. A number of trade unions have endorsed and are coming on board. We're still waiting for some of the religious organizations. Quite a few churches have come on board to support the demands of the Palestinian prisoners. So it's growing every day as a coalition for the rights of the political prisoners.
We certainly will follow the events and continue highlighting it to the listeners and encouraging them to participate.
Nazim,
we'll speak to you in the coming days.
And I think just to ask our listeners to keep the prisoners and their families in their du'as, inshallah.
Certainly. Jazakumullah khair for the update.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Nazim Adam speaking to us about the activities that will be undertaken in South Africa, and this is in light with the 1,500 Palestinians that are on an open-ended hunger strike. They've entered into the 16th day of their hunger strike, and many, you know, are hospitalized, others lose their lives in the process. In the Arabic word, I'm looking at the billboard, it's called Idrab Anita'am. Idrab Anita'am, and that is a hunger strike in Arabic.